In Indonesia, the new president, Megawati Sukarnoputri, is forming a government. The People's Consultative Assembly yesterday dismissed President Abdurrahman Wahid for incompetence. That ended a year-long struggle between Wahid and legislators unhappy with his erratic leadership. Megawati is Indonesia's fifth president, the fourth in as many years. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Jakarta.
The streets of the capital, Jakarta, were quiet today, the first full day of Megawati's rule. The violent protests by pro-Wahid supporters that many here feared haven't materialized. Most Indonesians appear to be respecting Megawati's request to accept the assembly's decision and move on. In the Kebon Kacang area of central Jakarta, a poor neighborhood of small shops and homes, just a few hundred yards from one of the city's most exclusive shopping malls, the reaction to Megawati's appointment was mixed. 40-year-old Sanira, busy washing laundry on a wooden scrubbing board, was indifferent. People say that this might be a good thing, Sanira says, but I'm not really sure. I don't really expect much to change for me. I don't think my life is going to get much better than it was before. Sanira's husband, Amsuri, who drives a taxi and earns about $30 a month, was slightly more hopeful. I hope that with God's help, Megawati will be able to fix all the problems facing this chaotic country of ours, Amsuri says. It already feels different. The rupiah has gotten stronger against the dollar, he says, and that's a hopeful sign. The Indonesian currency did reach a four-month high yesterday on news of Wahid's dismissal, and the stock market went up sharply as well. But maintaining that momentum and restoring political stability to a country racked by ethnic, religious, and separatist violence will require a deft hand and a sharp mind. And many pundits here have dismissed Megawati as an intellectual lightweight, more fond of cartoons than policy discussions. Political analyst Dewi Fortuna Anwar of the Indonesian Institute of Sciences calls such talk unfair.
People don't get to be president by being stupid. She may not be a brilliant academic, but I think that she has the capacity to learn. And I think that she will be able to draw a more effective and credible cabinet, and her decision-making style and her low-profile style, I think, will ensure that there will not be such frequent cabinet reshuffles as had taken place under Wahid, which had made governing very, very difficult.
Anwar says Megawati's biggest challenge will be restoring credibility to a government that is virtually none, both domestically and internationally, especially when it comes to foreign donors Indonesia relies on for badly needed loans. The problem, though, says Harold Crouch, Indonesia Project Director for the International Crisis Group, is that while Megawati's party is the largest in parliament, it is still short of a clear majority and susceptible to the same pressure that forced former President Wahid, or Gus Dur as he's known here, from office.
Therefore, a coalition has to be formed between parties that are not really close to each other. And that's an inherently unstable situation. And I don't think Megawati is the sort of person who could form a sort of long-term coalition. So who knows, in a year's time, that the problems that Gus Dur has been facing with the parliament, they may be problems that Megawati will face.
Analyst Dewi Fortuna Anwar doesn't think so. She says Megawati has learned much from her experience in the 1999 parliamentary elections, when her party won more than a third of the seats but failed to win the top spot.
In 1999, the presidency was Megawati's to lose. She didn't play her card right. She was seen as then being too aloof, too passive, and expecting everyone to kowtow to her, which offended a great number of people. In that way, I think that that very bitter lessons has been very, very useful for Megawati, and I think it will make her a much better president than she would ever make if she had become president straight away in 1999.
Foreign leaders, including President Bush, have welcomed Megawati's appointment and the so far peaceful transition of power in the world's fourth most populous nation. Megawati says she will appoint a new cabinet within a few days. Meanwhile, former President Wahid remains in the presidential palace. Megawati appears in no hurry to make the man she has called her big brother leave anytime soon. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Jakarta.